We're going to talk about the Falcons, okay? And our Raheem Morris talked to the media yesterday. Okay, with the defensive play, did you guys think that things kind of picked up for them in the second half of the game?
For the Chiefs?
No, for Falcons.
The Falcons. I thought the Falcons played phenomenally in the first half defensively. I thought the Falcons played good the entire game defensively. Yes, they gave up too many rushing yards, but when you hold Kansas City's offense to one explosive play through the air, that's phenomenal. When you hold Patrick Mahomes to 22 points, I think you've done your job. And you turned him over.
No, you have. Coach Morris, he assessed the play of the defense.
Play picked up. You know, we made some of the third downs a little bit longer, which is always helps. We're able to get after the passer a little bit better without the sacks. You're still able to hit them 8 times. I think we got hit 10 times. I think he got hit 8. I think they got 2 sacks. We had a wrap up and a grounding. But it's like we were able to create some pressure. We were able to get them to longer situations. We stepped up and played a little bit better on defense in the second half without tackling, which was really critical. Early on, they threw a couple of screens out there and RPOs, things of that nature, got a lot of yards, and it makes it 2nd and 1. A couple of situations got in the 3rd and short and 3rd and 3 in that window, 3rd and less. That's a tough life to live when you're playing Patrick Mahomes. And we got a little bit longer. We were able to get off the grass and really just gave ourselves and put ourselves in position to win.
I think the defense did play well, specifically in the first half. And you heard Raheem talk about some of the quick screens they tried to run early. I think we've got to be one of the better secondaries or perimeter defenses in the league at patrolling out there for the quick screens. But I don't know that we did a good enough job of keeping them off schedule. And you hear Raheem talking about that 3rd and 3 or less. That's a tough life to live against Patrick Mahomes, particularly when it doesn't seem like you can stop them from gaining 5 yards on the ground with their defensive front. So, I thought it mirrored a lot like I felt last week. I thought that last week, in particular, against the Eagles, I thought you played a great first half. I thought that you played a great first half against the Steelers. It just felt like at times during the third quarter, the beginning of the fourth quarter, that you couldn't get off the field defensively. And I think that's where the sticking point will probably be for Jimmy Lake and company.
I actually think that's what he was referring to your point, is keeping them. I thought they did a better job in the second half, keeping them off schedule. And off, you know, that first drive where they don't even get the touchdown, it's interception. It was 2nd and 4 a lot, or 2nd and 5, right? And that's ahead of schedule, honestly. If you can get 3 or 4 yards on first down, I think you're happy. Most offenses are happy with it. That's the one thing that we haven't done offensively, is stay right on schedule and be on schedule early. We did against the Eagles, I felt like, at times, but against the Steelers and against the Chiefs. Also, can I just say this? This is not excuse making, and I know I'm kind of getting over here, but the Falcons have played in the first 3 weeks 3 of the best defenses they'll play all year. And I think that is safe to say, because the Steelers might be a top 3 defense in the league. The Chiefs, if you look at pressures and et cetera, they are the 3rd best defense in the league. And then you go to the Eagles, and all they did was shut down at the time the best offense in the NFL in the Saints, and went into their home building and limited them to, what, 12 points.
Yeah, and I think just to piggyback on that a little bit, not only are you getting 3 of the best defenses in the league, you're getting 3 almost completely healthy defenses, because we are at the beginning of the season. It's not like we're getting down the stretch run and you're missing a safety or a starting corner or anything else. Like, these guys are reared back and ready to go to start the season. It makes me feel a little bit better. I wish we would have had a little more success. Obviously, I'd feel really good about it. But nonetheless, I'm just glad they're in the rearview mirror.
What about the time of possession on Sunday? Coach Morris was asked if the team prioritizes that or scoring points.
You know, when you're talking about that situation, you're talking about different factors, right? Minnesota's playing style of defense where they're getting the ball back a little bit more. They're doing some different things there, and they're able to score points, and like, they're getting more chunk yardage plays or whatever the case may be, and you got to find a way to get those things. So it's all kind of stats you can throw up. Maybe it'd be helpful. You know, there is no one way to do it. There's no one way to go about your business, but you definitely know what you want to improve, right? You want to go out there and improve your 3rd down conversion rate so that it will allow you to keep the ball a little bit longer, to play a little bit of the soccer game that we are capable of playing, particularly if we get our run game going and we can make it it look like it did a week ago when you can rush for the 150 type yardage as opposed to the 80s where you can stay on the grass and really be able to dictate terms on how you want to play football.
You know what I hear from him, Bo? What I hear from him was I'd take either one right now, and we're not good enough offensively to focus on either. I know that the question kind of is, hey, which one do you focus on? You know what I hear him saying? We're not explosive enough offensively to get behind the chains. So I'd love it if we would just simply convert on third down, keep more time of possession, and end in a touchdown.
When I heard that, I go, well, don't you have to be good at one?
Right. You're not prioritizing either because you're not good at either
just
right now.
Just to even be asked the question, you have to be good at one or the other. And you're 25th in scoring. Which might have gone up maybe a little bit because you scored one more point than your average last week. You're literally hitting it 22% on third down, so you're clearly not possessing the ball because you're not converting third downs. I think there is explosiveness in this offense because your drives have been quick. Like when you have scored touchdowns, they've been quick. You look at the one to win the game against Philly; it was quick. You look at the one to open the game on Sunday. It was a 4-minute drive. You went 70 yards. You look at the one where they scored in the second quarter, I believe, with Bijan touchdown. It was quick. You got 50 yards of it on one play. And so their touchdown scoring drives have been quick. Now, they did have a drive in the third, I think in the fourth quarter, where they go from what, their own like 6 or 7 yard line, and they get in and then they turn it over on downs. They got nothing out of it. So at that point, you possessed the ball, but you didn't score. They are not putting long drives together, and then they're not converting in other opportunities. They're not even putting short drives to flip the field together right now.
Yeah, no, and it's like I said, that's exactly what I'm kind of hearing in Raheem's comments right there. It's not like my mindset would be this, would be that. I think I hear him just saying, I'd take either one. I would take time of possession if we could put that together, and I'd take the points if we could put that together. He just doesn't sound like he thinks this offensive unit right now is to that point. And look, man, we can debate all day what should have been done or what shouldn't have been done last week. The bottom line is you just have to continue to get better moving forward. Like you said, we just played three of the best defenses in the NFL, and you have three of the biggest games of your season coming up right after that when you talk about these division games coming up. So, one of those areas you need to grow in, and I think you could live with the other one. If you just start creating explosive plays and your time possession doesn't go up, I think you're fine. I think you can grow from that. On the flip side, if you can start possessing the ball for 35 minutes, I think if you're Raheem, it's like, you know what? I can take that too.
I also think when we talk about should he have kicked field goals, should he have not, is he too aggressive going for it? I think if you start possessing the ball more and having long drives, you're more willing to take a 45-yard field goal or a 35-yard field goal or whatever on fourth and one because you're getting those opportunities and you're just stacking points now.
Let me flip that around on you and just ask you this. If he is presented with that same situation against the Saints, do you think he would do the same thing this weekend, given what he knows about how that played out and how your team's been in short yardage?
I don't think it has. I'm going to answer this question as honestly as I don't think it had anything to do with any of that on Sunday night. I think it had to do with who the other guy on the other side of the field was. And I think that I like my chances more with Derek, and this is not a personal Derek Carr. I actually am one of the few guys in this business that think Derek Carr's a good quarterback. The reality is, he's not Patrick Mahomes. And I'd rather put the ball in Derek Carr's hands than it ever be in Patrick Mahomes' hands.